setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you. Why? Because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. In other words, somebody out there needs you to be you. So let's get about the business of getting clear on what it is that you were created to do. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577, the number. Ask at kencoleman.com is the email. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Tammy, who's on the phone in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tammy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I am trying to break through to a state university system. I have a doctorate degree in educational or leadership and educational administration. Mm-hmm. Currently work in a school district. And I would love to go to a university system to finish out my 7 years. I need to retire. Mm-hmm. But I'm not having much luck in even getting an interview. I haven't had one yet. I do teach at a private university, small private university. Mm-hmm. Here in the area, and I'm not sure if there's a problem with my curriculum vitae or if something else I'm missing as they look at my curriculum vitae to begin with.
Right.
So any help you could give me.
Yeah, let's start with this.
Greatly appreciate it.
How are you applying? And so give me a snapshot. How many universities, colleges have you applied to and you're not having any luck? What's the number?
I have applied to probably 25 positions over the last year. I've had my doctorate degree for a year.
Okay, yes. So 25 divisions. 25 mm-hmm. divisions in how many different schools?
I'm not willing to relocate, so I'm looking, but there's several university systems that I could travel to.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot online. I'm willing to do online as well.
Okay. Tell me how you're applying. Are you just sending resumes cold?
No, I'm applying through the system online.
Right, but it's a cold submission. You're just doing what they're telling you to do.
That's right.
Yeah,
I have no contacts at these places.
Yeah, have you heard me talk about this on the show before?
I have not.
Okay, great. No, that's why I asked, because I didn't want to just, you know, get a little angry or a little cranky at you. So here's the deal, Tammy. I would never do that. I'm having some fun.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
So I tell people all the time, stop submitting resumes without a relationship. A resume without a relationship, Tammy, is worthless. You are Exhibit A. Unfortunately, you are the poster child for my statement. Because some people look at me like I'm crazy when I say, a resume without a relationship is worthless. Do you know what I mean when I say that? Are you tracking with me?
Absolutely.
You are absolutely the best evidence I've ever had on the show. Because you have a doctorate.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to be sorry. Yeah. No. We're going to fix this. But I want you to understand, awesome. I want you to really believe what I'm saying, because you have all the evidence.
Yes.
You have a doctorate, for crying out loud. It doesn't mm-hmm. get
and
much.
And a good track record in my job.
And a great track record. You're 7 years from retirement. So
that's
you have an unbelievable backstory, resume. You know, your experience is unbelievable, and you have a doctorate, and you can't get anybody to call you. And I'm going to tell you why you can't get anybody to call you. You're submitting your resume cold through an online system, and there are other people that are applying for those positions that are as qualified as you at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
They're equally as impressive. And so the problem is nobody knows you. So they're right. Looking at you and they go, okay, this is just another faceless person who's applied. And I'm going to tell you, the people that are getting hired in those positions have some connection into that school. And that connection is allowing them to get a direct connection to the people that are hiring. So you're not even getting phone calls back because it's such a highly competitive position. These positions that you are applying for are wildly competitive. So I talk about shaking the relationship tree is what I call it.
Okay.
And here's how this mm-hmm. works. You've been in education a long time. How long have you mm-hmm. been in the Raleigh, North Carolina area in education?
20 years.
20 years. Tammy, Tammy, if you did nothing else the rest of the day, you could write out a list. If I was sitting with you right now, I'd say, all right, Tammy, put the cell phone up, and I want you to start making a list of all the people that you know from your 20 years in education, all the people you know that are in university systems. Okay? And you have some, and you would start to do that because you know some people, don't you?
Yes, I do. A few.
But it doesn't matter. How many is a few? I'm going to put you to the test right now. This is actually the best example for all these people that are listening. How many people do you know in the university system in your area? Give me a ballpark figure. Confidently.
In the public university system?
And private.
Well, and private. I know a lot of people in the private system of the small school that I currently teach at. But I just graduated in December of last year from UNC Wilmington.
Right. So how many people do you know in the public system?
I would say maybe 10 people or so.
Okay. How many people do you think those 10 people know in the university system? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
And those 10 people know you well, don't they?
Yes.
And they would vouch for you and say how awesome you are, wouldn't they?
That's correct.
So those are the 10 people you call today, and you say,
okay,
I got to tell you, this is a little silly, but for the last year, I've been applying just online, and I'm not getting even looked at, and I need you to help me by being willing to give me an endorsement quote that's going to go on my new resume template, and I'll tell you about that in 2 seconds, Tammy. All right?
Okay.
And I got you taken care of there as well. And you need them to take your resume, a physical copy, and they need to walk it into the people that are making the decision over the positions that you want to have. That's how this is working. They may not know them personally, but they may know somebody within the system who will say, all right, I know you so well, and if you think Tammy's a rock star, I trust you, and I'll go walk it in there. But even if somebody within the university walks in, hey, I know you don't know me. I'm over in this department here, but I am really good friends with Tammy, and Tammy's got her doctorate, and Tammy's awesome, blah, 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 and she is very into this position, and I fully endorse her, and I wanted you to give her serious consideration. I think she's worth an interview. Do you think that might be a bit more effective?
I'm sure it probably will be.
I guarantee
it. Do I do that without the position being available, or I don't wait until the position comes available? I just go ahead and put it out there?
Both and. But I guess my point is, for all of those 25 things you've applied for, that's what you should have done in all 25. And so ideally, I want you to go for something that's open. Because that's the first priority, is finding something that's open that gets you in. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and Madison is going to help you get our resume template. It's very simple, but I want to make sure that you've got specific instructions. It's online right now at kencoleman.com. It's the Get Hired Guides. It's a resume template, tells you how to do your resume differently than any other resume you've ever seen before, and it's going to lead with who you know. And that's where those 10 relationships are going to come in handy. And I spoon feed this to you. So do exactly what I tell you to do in this resource. KenColeman.com. Madison, make sure she gets there and downloads that and uses it. And Tammy, I want to hear back from you, because you're going to get hired pretty soon. Guarantee it. There's still time for more calls. More coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Imagine this. This time next year, you could be in your dream job in technology, and you don't have to give up everything to do it. Ken Coleman here, and I'm thrilled to tell you about my friends at Bethel Tech. They have a 9-month program online, and it's very affordable. In fact, a fraction of the cost and time of a 4-year degree. So here are the programs: full stack, data science, UI/UX, and their new cybersecurity program launches in January. They have a rolling enrollment, which means you can start anytime every month except December. And they have a 65% average salary increase for their graduates. If you're considering a career in technology, you've got to go to Bethel Tech. Brendan did, and here's what he said. I was driving Uber. Then I went to Bethel Tech and started getting job offers 4 months after graduating, starting at $60,000 a year. A year and a half after that start, I landed a job making $130,000 a year. So get started today at BethelTech.net/Ramsey and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ramsey. shining the light on your path to fulfilling your purpose. I am Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. Oh, we're new, folks. Well, we're not really that new. Been doing this thing nationally on Sirius XM for a couple years. Now here we are on your radio station. And boy, oh boy, are we having fun. Different kind of radio show. This is talk radio that's going to lift you. How about listening in to other men and women who are in similar situations that you're in? They're sick and tired of being sick and tired of going to work on Monday. Enough is enough. They want to get on purpose. They want to do the work that they were created to do and live the life that they were created to live. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Orlando, Florida, where Lynn is on the line. Lynn, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening to you for a few weeks, and I decided, I mean, I feel like you gave me enough courage to try for a, or to apply for a job that is, I feel like is a huge reach. And I did the phone interview a few weeks ago, and so now I'm moving on to a panel.
Hey, that's awesome. Can we just celebrate that for a second? I mean, Lynn.
Yeah.
You stepped out on the end of a diving board, and you dove in, and you got past the first level. How does that feel?
I found out yesterday afternoon, and I was ready for them to say, hey, thanks for trying, you know, that. But instead they're like, okay, you're moving on to the panel interview. So it's exciting. I'm overwhelmed with joy.
How
now
scared?
I'm like, okay, how do I get ready?
All right, well, we'll get you ready. But I want the audience to learn from you for a moment. How scared were you when you decided to go for a job that was a big stretch?
Extremely scared, because my position right now is more of an administrative assistant, but I have a master's degree. So I was definitely trying to take it easy. And this position is a program director position, which I do have, you know, some experience in terms of just what I do on the side. Like, I have a nonprofit and stuff. So I knew I had the qualities or the skill set. I just never took the dough to, you know, get in. To answer your question, I was just nervous about having a resume that showed that I was more, I have a work history doing administrative work, administrative assistant work,
right.
And then now I want to jump in and be a program director.
Right.
So I was definitely
nervous.
Good
for you. Well, good for you, because it's not so awful once you step into that fear. That's what I want people to hear. So now you're exhilarated.
Exactly.
Because you're like, all right, they think that I've got potential as well. It's just so confirming and affirming. Okay, so you called because you want me to help you get ready for a panel interview?
Right.
All right, what do you need? What are you worried about?
Well, the thing I found out, I actually ended up finding out who the other another applicant is, because I was trying to get some letters and recommendations ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a friend that works in my nonprofit, and she applied for the same position, and this is more of a community engagement. Basically, I feel like she has more skills in that
area.
Who
cares?
I know. And so
you already started this off. No, we're not talking about her anymore. I refuse to talk to you about somebody else. I am on Team Lynn.
Okay.
I've got the Team Lynn t-shirt on in the studio. I don't care about this other woman. I don't care about this other woman. You shouldn't care about this other woman. This is your panel. So let me tell you something. I'm having fun with you, but I'm doing it on purpose. I'm trying to prove a point. If you go into this panel interview and you've got this other woman on your brain, you're going to act that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to act that way. If you're thinking she's more qualified than I am, she's probably going to be more impressive to them than I am, that is going to be in the back of your mind, and it will, in some form or fashion, it will hinder you. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your mindset has got to be, I know I've got the chops for this. And you believe that, don't you, Lynn?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. Your mindset has got to be, I'm going to do a better job at this than anybody else that they'd give a shot to. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do. I do believe that.
Then that's all you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about how this may or may not be the best fit for you. You're in there interviewing them.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at that? That's not meant to be funny. You didn't hurt my feelings, but why does that make you laugh?
Because I feel like it's something that I want more than, to turn the tables around and just.
Exactly. I know why you're laughing. Yeah. I just wanted your answer. Here's the deal. The reason you're laughing is because most of us don't go into job interviews thinking that way. We think we're trying to impress them. And of course we are, but aren't we also going, hey, I want to make sure that this is the right place for me.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not just a functional, like I need to get some practical information to go, yeah, this is a good place for me. I'm a good fit here. It's also going to help your mindset. There's a confidence shift.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in going, hey, I got something to offer. I'm a rock star. Hope they see that I'm a rock star, but it's not all about that. I got to make sure that this is the right culture, that this is the right leadership team, that I could come in and truly be a rock star by being me and not have to worry about a bunch of nonsense. Do you see the difference?
I do. I am. Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. You've been listening to the show for a few weeks. Have you downloaded my How to Win the Interview guide at kencoleman.com?
I haven't. I didn't. Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. So here's the deal. Go ahead and do that as soon as the phone call is over, because it's free.
Okay.
And it walks you through how to prepare for an interview. It doesn't matter whether it's a panel interview or a one-on-one or on the phone. And basically, I'm going to walk you through very specific things that you need to do to be prepared. And I'll just give it to you kind of a motivational line that'll fire you up. Relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. You want to overcome your nerves, Lynn. You want to overcome comparisons to somebody else. You want to overcome all the things that our brain can do to us when we're under pressure. You prepare, prepare, prepare. And when you do when you do the preparation, you will perform under pressure because it's all in your head. Your brain is a supercomputer. Trust it. So I give you the actual things you need to research, questions you need to prepare to ask them when it's your turn to talk, and they're going to go, wow. Let me encourage you just a second further. It's possible that this woman that you're talking about does have some better qualifications than you, but I just don't care. Because if she acts like everybody else, she's going to go in there and she's going to put her best foot forward in terms of answering all of the questions. But if she's like everybody else, she's not going to ask the kind of questions that I'm going to prepare you to ask. And so she may have a few more qualifications than you, but you're going to be more impressive because they're going to go, I'll tell you what, Lynn asked some very insightful questions. She was thoughtful. She had thought through this conversation. She's thought through the role. She had some really good questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what separates you in the interview from everybody else, the questions that you ask. Not the questions that you answer. Now, be prepared, and I'm going to walk you through that. So I'm going to put you on hold. Go to kencoleman.com right now. We have three Get Hired guides. One is our resume guide, how to flip your resume so it looks totally different than everybody else's, so your resume stands out. And then we go into the how to win the interview, which is once you get the call and you get the interview, how do you prepare for the interview to stand out? And then the third guide is, how do you follow up? We get this question so much. Ken, how do I follow up? When should I follow up? All these things. So each one of these guides, by the way, are very well written. I was involved in all of the content. So somebody's not doing this in a room for me. This is stuff that I've told you on the air, and we just put it down on paper. So I want you to know it's coming directly from me. And oh, by the way, it works. I ran into somebody in the cafeteria, Joe, today, and I ran into somebody in the elevator today here at Ramsey Solutions. Both were hired as a result of our Get Hired guides. And, you know, so it's working here at Ramsey Solutions. People get hired here. Okay, so they're free. So if you don't like them, go ahead and ball them up, throw them in the trash. I'm not going to hurt my feelings. So I'm not selling you anything. I'm giving you something. So go do it. KenColeman.com right now. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up right around the corner. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. It is a safe place for you, America, to talk about what it is you were created to do. This is a scary topic for so many people. It's just fearful. Because if you let yourself begin to talk about what am I created to do? Because I don't think I'm doing it. That means some change could be in the near future. And few things lock us human beings up like change will do. Oh my gosh, it'll make the chest just feel like there's a 50-pound plate just sitting there on your chest. And it's scary stuff. I love when people call in and say, I don't know what my passion is. I go, yes, you do. And we're about ready to get it out. So give us a shot, shall we? Talk and just learn about you. And before you know it, you're going to make the connection. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Nelson, who's on the line in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Nelson, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Mr. Coleman, thanks for having me.
Happy to have you, sir. How can I help?
Well, I called back when you were hosting the Ramsey Show, but we couldn't get into it too much, so I just had some questions about the proximity principle.
Yeah, go for it.
So I've been listening for a while, and I think I got my sweet spot, and I've been doing some research. Well, the sweet spot is, you know, I love music, and I love graphic design / editing, animating, stuff like that. I'm also good with a team. So I'm looking into like video marketing or animation and editing sound, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I did some research, found some connections with some studios and even sound studios. So I just need some coaching on like, do I just go in there guns blazing, or do I have my connection warm them up?
If you've got the connection, the reason you want the connection is you want them to go speak on your behalf and vouch for you and say, hey, I know this guy Nelson, and a really good guy, great character, hard worker. I know him this way. This is how long I've known him, and he wants to do this kind of work, and I think he'd be a good fit here. That's what the connection does for you. It moves you out of the resume pile. And if they've got something available, you're hoping the connection's credibility within the organization gets you an interview. And I would think that it would, maybe at least a phone call interview. And so you don't have to go in guns blazing. You're looking for those connections to say, yes, I will indeed vouch for you that you're a good guy, and I will recommend that they interview you for an open position.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, they're not hiring or anything. I just know they exist, and I'm gung ho. And I mean, I haven't done work like this in ages.
Well, that's fine.
I know they don't.
Well, that's fine, because Here's what you're doing. So your connections, how well do you know these connections at these places? Are they just acquaintances? Are they good friends? What are we talking about?
Okay. One or two of them is a great friend. He knows a couple. We still have lunch and everything. We
right.
know each other since high school. Yeah.
Well, so here's the deal then. You just need to have him keep his ear to the ground, and if he would, make an initial, you know, introduction, say, hey, here's what I want you to do. This doesn't need to be so formal. You guys are good friends, so he's probably comfortable doing this. And if it's not out of, you know, the realm of just kind of normal behavior, have you stop by one time when he knows that the leader's there, and say, hey, can I interrupt real quick? Just 5 minutes. I just want to introduce a good buddy of mine. I know we're not hiring right now, but he'd like to get into this stuff, and I know him, and I wanted you two to meet. And then you just go, hey, I just wanted to say hi, thanks. I'm grateful, looking to get into this industry. And so, if you have something pop up, I'd love to be a part of the conversation, to be considered for it.
That's great, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that helps. I mean, I'm even looking to volunteer or even.
Oh, now that's even better.
Working part-time.
Now that's even better. Just say, hey, look, I'm just looking to get in. I don't need the full-time job because I know you don't have one anyway. But if there's any opportunities for me to even volunteer or even just a part-time role to come in and maybe pick up some slack when you guys are crazy busy, I'd love to do it. That's a great idea. And I mean, I say that all the time. You know, if you can volunteer, it's a great way to get in. Because remember, this is about establishing a relationship. So, you know, okay, great, we'll do that. Well, Nelson's not a nut job, and he's done a good job for us. We're going to bring Nelson in. So that is proximity. There's no question about it. And you need to do that, by the way, 3, 4, 5 times. And keep looking for relationships so that when something pops up, you're on speed dial.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you got this, man. You're doing everything the right way. This is just going to take the 2 P's, perseverance and patience. I'm going to keep looking for relationships in the industry I want to be in. I'm going to keep making the connections so that I'm top of mind when something pops open, and I'm going to be patient. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's all it takes. All right, let's go to Daniel, who's on the line in Orlando, Florida. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks, Ken. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How can I help?
Hey, I have a question. I've recently come up with talking with a friend of mine in the same industry that I'm in as far as a new position with another company, you know, making more money. But how do you justify, you know, I've been with my company now for 15 years, and how do you justify the stability to, you know, get back out in the field and, you know, take that risk again?
Well, what's risky about it? Sounds like it's more money. It's more money, correct?
Yes.
Well, what's risky?
The job, you know, I'm in is very stable, I guess. You know, it pays well, but it's very stable, and just kind of going back into the industry as a contractor and not exactly, you know, working for another company. I'm not exactly sure, you know, exactly how their company runs and just, I guess, being in one place for so long.
Yeah, I think it's just your fear. I'm asking you, I know what the answer is, but I just wanted you to hear yourself say it because it should start to sound a little silly. How do you mitigate that risk, Daniel? Yeah. You better call some people who know some people or find out somebody who's not the person who's offered you this job and talk to them about the culture of the company.
Yeah,
how do they operate?
And it's a move to a whole other location. It's actually moving to Tennessee. So
yeah, but
Florida.
Okay, so let's address what's going on there. Is it the wife, the kids? It's just a new place. That makes it feel just a little wonky. It just does. I get that.
Yeah, well, my wife and kids actually want to move to Tennessee to leave Florida. So
it's you.
I don't mind Florida so much, but Tennessee's nice.
My point is, so that's not a real factor.
Yeah.
So
the fear of the unknown.
That's absolutely what it is. And it's okay to be afraid, but let's call it what it is. It's silly. It's not real. There's no monster under the bed. There's no monster in the closet. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yes.
Okay. So now let's go find out if this is a good place. Okay. Let's do the homework. Yeah. Is this a good culture? If it is, you're simply changing addresses, but you're still doing similar work, you know, or at least work that you know you're good at, and it's a contracting type situation. But whether it's a contract situation or it's a salary, it's all the same. There's really no difference. There's some psychological effect when somebody goes, well, I got a salary versus I'm on a contract. But it's the same thing. They can renew the contract year after year after year. They can also fire you. You can have a salary, but they can fire you.
True.
So there's... Go ahead.
As far as negotiating, you know, I've never had to negotiate, you know, as far as, you know, a new job because I've been here so long. Is there, you know, any pointers and tips for negotiating or just ask for what you're expecting?
Yeah, well, you need to ask for what the market range is for your position. So do your homework so that you can stand on some really strong foundation of here's what the market is paying for somebody with my skill set and experience in this position. And so let's just say there's a $10,000 range, for example purposes. Then don't give the low end of the $10,000. Let's say you want to make 90, and the range is 90 to 100. Well, don't give them 90, give them 100.
Of course, yes.
And if they go, well, it's a little high, you go, I understand. I was just giving you the, that's at the top of the market range. And then they're not going to negotiate. They're just going to offer you what they're going to offer you. But you never want to price yourself out. And so hopefully if the market range is somewhere in there, then if they're asking for a range, then you give them a range. But I'm hoping you're having a personal conversation about this. This is not just a form that you're filling out and putting this number out there that's got this kind of stigma attached to it. Whoa, kind of a deal.
Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation about you and what you were created to do here on The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. So fun to talk to men and women every day about stepping into that purpose. Oh my goodness, can you imagine getting up on Monday mornings? Even though you might be a little tired, yeah, you want a little more R&R every once in a while, but imagine getting up on a Monday morning and actually be thrilled about the week ahead because you're doing work that you love to do, and the results of that work you love to do matter deeply to you. This is not a fantasy. Is it a dream? That's why we call it the dream job, but a dream is very doable. 68 to 70% of Americans are disengaged at work. Oh my gosh, that's a problem. That's the revolution I am trying to lead. A revolution of men and women who are doing meaningful work. Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Let's get at it, shall we?
844-747-2577, the number, 844-747-2577. We go to Denver, Colorado, where Boris is on the line. Boris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
So, a little background here. Went through college, graduated with a criminal justice degree. But when I got out, I really didn't know what to do with a degree, and so I ended up basically getting a call center job, which I jumped from one call center job to the next for the next 10 years without really a set goal of where to go. And now I'm almost 34 years old, and I'm thinking to myself, I finally got out of a call center job and went into a kind of delivery driver type position. But it's not something that I can foresee doing in the long term.
What do you see?
I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah, I understand you're stuck, but I want to know if there's something you do see, something you've always wondered about, and does it have any connection to why you got a criminal justice degree?
Well, I've always wanted to help people. I mean, I think it's what led me to the customer service field of call centers in general. I took care of my grandparents as they aged. And I thought about nursing as an option, but, because the degree, the criminal justice degree itself was a much easier degree, there wasn't much math involved.
Okay. So there's no criminal there's no passion for criminal justice work. It was just an option that leads to this big bucket of helping people. The reason you're stuck is because you've never identified, or if you did identify, you've forgotten that you identified who you most want to help. Who are the people you most want to help? Describe the problem they have, because this answers the second question. What problem do you most want to solve? Or what solution do you get really excited about? Because there's no question you love people and you love to serve people. You're a servant. My guess is you're high on compassion and empathy. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So maybe for the first time ever, Boris, I want you to shut down your brain because it is limiting you. It is telling you a story of fear. It is telling you a story of doubt. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to shut those voices down for a moment and just think about what your heart's been telling you or has always told you. And I want you to just talk to me. I don't want you to think. I want you to feel. If I could give you a great job tomorrow, risk-free, meaning you knew you were going to succeed at it. It was a fun adventure. Doesn't mean you have to spend the next 30 years of your life doing it. It just means, Ken, I think I'd love to try this tomorrow if I knew I was going to be great at it so that I could figure out if this is really it. Who would you want to help? How would you help them? Say it.
Well, I would like to help students and college kids.
How would you help them?
Well, I had this idea about a few years ago, but it's Dave Ramsey and Anthony O'Neill has kind of taken off of it, which is great, to essentially provide a path for students to understand how to get through college in a cheaper and better way. Because I went through the issue of, you know, no one really helped me figure out, why did I choose criminal justice? Why did I take the path thinking that I just needed a college degree? And
A
nonprofit.
Okay, maybe a nonprofit. But let's talk about something a little bit more practical, because starting a nonprofit is, while very admirable, that's something you would have to do incrementally, because that takes fundraising, and that's a whole different ball of wax. What if you were in a situation where you could be a guidance counselor on the high school level? Or even at the community college level, where you were getting these kids on the front end.
Right.
And you were using some Ken Coleman material and some Dave Ramsey material and saying, hey, let's figure out what it is you're supposed to really do with your life. And then let me show you that there are a lot of ways to do this without incurring massive college debt or spending 4 years getting a degree that you don't want and you can't use.
Right. And I think and maybe you'll help me out with this in regards to this issue, you know, what about, you know, the living aspect of it? You know, because counselors, they don't make a lot of money. They do it because they love it.
Yeah.
So how would you?
How would I what?
Like, you know, when you went into broadcasting, did you believe in the idea that, you know, hey, there's, I'm going to be able to make a living at it?
I knew I would be able to make a living at it, but I didn't know how good a living it would be. I really didn't, but it didn't matter. I think you just hit on the point. You're kind of making my point for me. I love when somebody preaches at themselves and I get to be in the choir going, hey, man, all right, say that again. Woo! Because you just preach to yourself. Do you love the idea of guiding, counseling others? Because let me give you some data, not just an opinion. The Ramsey Solutions team did the largest study of net worth millionaires last year and turned it into a book for Chris Hogan that came out in January titled Everyday Millionaires. The third largest group of net worth millionaires in the United States are teachers. Teachers are not making a lot of money. They are the answer to your question for yourself. They love teaching, and so they have decided to live on less than they make, so they don't live in the neighborhood that they probably dream of living in. They certainly don't live in their dream home. They probably don't drive their dream car, but they would say, I am in a dream job, and I am a net worth millionaire because I live on less than I make. I've sacrificed. I've saved. I've been diligent, and when I put my head down on the pillow at night, not only am I secure financially, I feel significant. So does that answer your question, Boris?
Yes. Yes, I believe it does.
Okay. I know it does, and I think you've got some homework to do. What are the multiple ways you can do what you want to do? Now, this is the exercise, and I want you to write the question down just the way I said it, because it's one thing to kind of get fired up on the phone with me, but then you got to go back to your real life, and then when you get quiet in a room and your brain starts trying to fight with your heart, the brain kind of wins a lot of times. So let me give you some practical brain stuff that will then allow your heart to override your brain and they get on the same page. What are all the ways that you can guide young people? You've already identified your why. You want to help them avoid what you went through. Great. That's a great why. You want to help guide people to be who they are. Great. Welcome to the team. You're part of the Ken Coleman Show mission. Great. I need as much help as possible. So who is it that you want to guide? You gave us an answer on that. High school, college, great, you got that. How could you guide them? So essentially you're going, how many different ways, positions would allow me to be in my sweet spot and do that work which matters to me. Once we identify those, we go, okay, what is it going to take to get qualified? So you're in the get clear stage. Then we got to get qualified so that I can move into stage three and get hired, right? Then the next stage, you get in, you're hired. Now you want to get better. The better you get, the more you get promoted. When you get promoted, you will work your way up the ladder and step into the dream job, something you didn't even necessarily think was possible, but you wondered about, and then it becomes your reality. This is the clear path for you. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruze Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruze, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, they're in debt, they don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruze Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruze wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruze.com.